own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, good morning. This is Dan here at the American Freedom Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful Monterey Bay, and I'm bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Because you see, most of what you read in the newspaper, what you hear on television and radio, and what you read in publication, is not true, because six major corporations control the media and largely determine what the American people think. America was founded by Christians. What was the foundation in Christianity? So, of course, when you have a moral nation, you can be free. But we're no longer a Christian nation. It's an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort by evil and wicked people to destroy the Christian foundation of this country, which is why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and packed the Supreme Court with people who will go right along and just that they remove any vestige of Christianity. And then here this last week or so, they suddenly say, oh, well, it's all right to have a prayer before a public gathering. Why would they do that? Simply to confuse you, ladies and gentlemen. It's all, they're playing games with your mind. Over this morning is one of my good friends. Colonel Ron Ray is a veteran fought in Vietnam. He's been on the front lines of this battle. As far as prayer, as far as to trying to get people to understand that without a moral nation, you cannot have freedom. Basically, you can only have limited government when you have moral people. And we no longer have the vast majority of people in this country are no longer moral. We got a lot of Christians, but they've infiltrated our churches. They've changed the teaching. They've changed the music of our churches. And you have to help us get the information out. And it's your obligation to reach others, but you don't want to hear me talking. Colonel Ron Ray, you pick up the story because you're on the front lines of this very battle, which is the very essence of what's going on in America today.
Well, if the good book says, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? Even the righteous won't have any place to run, any place to hide, any place to stand. And I think that's important for people to know. It's interesting that...
And that's your book, isn't it?
And our book is endowed by their creator. It's a history of prayer and the armed forces going all the way back to the founding period. And we've carried that at firstprinciplespress.org. And I know that you've talked about this and that how important it is. But it's interesting that I finished first in my class in law school back in the early 70s. But they didn't tell me anything about God was the foundation of America, or that America was actually founded as a Christian nation. And then lo and behold, about 15 years ago, I come to find out that through David Barton and Wall Builders Ministry, that U.S. Supreme Court held, guess how often, Stan, how often did they determine that America was founded as a Christian nation?
Well, I think it was at least four or five times.
Four times. And do you think they teach that in the law schools of America?
Of course not. But then most of what people get in their schools, most of what even get their churches, is just not true.
Well, in 2002, when the ACLU and other similar groups decided that they were going to start a campaign to take prayer out of the armed forces, and there was a call to arms, and there were good men like Judge Roy Moore down in Alabama and some of the folks with the Institute of Moral Law and myself and a group at First Principles Press. And we brought out a book called Endowed by their Creator, which is right out of the Declaration of Independence. And that we're hoping to put that in as many hands of leaders, both in and out of government and the military, retired veterans and whatnot, that they'll understand why they have an absolute right to pray, and that the attempt to undermine prayer by the ACLU and those kind of groups needs to be stood against. And I'm happy to be able to lay out a few factors for you that are, I think, are extremely important. Let's talk about the foundations first. Think about the national motto of the United States is "In God We Trust." I've spoken to young people who want to get involved in the military, who want to be in the junior ROTC programs and all this kind of thing, and I ask them, why is America's national motto "In God We Trust"? And I have over 15 years, maybe 20 years, 15 to 20 years, I've asked that to these young folk who want to go, and they don't know. They have no clue why America's national motto is "In God We Trust." And so without those facts, Dan, if we can't better educate, better instruct our leaders now, as well as the young folks coming up, if they're not able to walk into a law school and hold up these four Supreme Court cases that held America was founded as a Christian nation, if they can't make that stand, we're just trying to inform folks who might be willing to stand for righteousness in America, in the schools, in the classrooms, you know, in the law schools, in the mainstream part of government. They need to understand who we are and who we were.
Amen to that. And basically, it is because we've forgotten. In fact, people really don't understand the idea that you cannot have a free society unless you have a moral people. If you have a moral people, then you can limit the power of government. When you have an immoral people, and you see this all across America today with increasing violence and homosexuality, and, you know, now the gay, openly gay NFL football players, you see kissing other fellas. How can you have a limited government when you have a totally decadent society, and America is the post-Christian phase, and our churches are not doing anything about it?
Well, the churches don't know. The churches don't teach this kind of thing, and that's why we brought out this collection of historic American military prayers. And it's important, and we put it out on talk radio. We put it out in the internet. We put it out through other conservative ministries who have been willing to do it. But I can assure you that nobody seems to want to spend a lot of time doing that. And we need to stand up in the civil government, but also in business and other things, that we have the right to do that. And we need to stand up. I learned about this when Admiral Moore was a good friend of mine who's gone now.
Hold that thought. I guess Colonel Ron Ray. And we'll be back here in just a moment at the American Freedom.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world, from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power.
Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess it's funny. It's Colonel Ron May. Colonel, how can people get hold of the book that you've written about during the military?
Colonel?
Yes, sir, Stan. How are you, Doctor?
Doing fine. How can people get a copy of your book on prayer in the military?
FirstPrinciples.org. Go online, lowercase, FirstPrinciples.org. And you'll come right up, and it'll lead you right into, you can see what we have, what we've taken a position to do, and uphold them. America was founded as a Christian nation, and they need to go to their church. They need to go to their neighbors. They need to go to the school and say, America was founded as a Christian nation. Nobody that I know in the practice of the law knows that. When President Eisenhower signed the 1954 legislation, he placed under God in the Pledge of Allegiance, and what do you know what he declared in the Supreme Court? Millions of our school children will daily proclaim in every city and town, every village and rural schoolhouse, the dedication of our nation and our people to God Almighty. Now, that's not known. The churches don't know that. And they need to know that. And they need to get this information. They need to get this history of prayer in the armed forces that takes us all the way back to the foundations of America. And they need to be sure that their leaders have it, that they read it, and they're willing to tell their Sunday school class or their neighbors or the PTA. In other words, our local conservative people are ignorant, and they need to be told what's going on. Think about it. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, and they are endowed with their creator with certain unalienable rights. Unalienable means no lien can be placed against them. They're absolutely rights that come from God. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Basically, the Declaration of Independence is not read much, and very few lawyers have ever read the state constitution, which is stronger, preserving rights. The state constitution is more valuable to you than the U.S. Constitution. And you look back, George Washington is commander-in-chief, the first commander-in-chief. It's the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor. That's the National Day of Thanksgiving Proclamation in 1789. We've got the same things from President Thomas Jefferson. Can the liberties of a nation be sure when we have removed a conviction that these liberties are a gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that his justice cannot sleep. American foundations and identity are under fire, and the preachers don't know it, and they don't preach it, and they don't teach it. 1913, President Woodrow Wilson says, a nation that does not remember what it was yesterday, that's history, real history. Not what they teach in the schools, and not what they teach in the media, and not what they teach in. They don't know what they're trying to do. We are trying to do a futile thing if we do not know where we came from and what we have been about. That is, America founded as a Christian nation. You want to see something really powerful, and we've got this on the website. Time Magazine, in February of 1954, published a story that showed at the Mayflower Hotel in Washington, 600 people gathered, including the President of the United States, the Vice President, Chief Justice, the leaders of the country, appeared at a prayer breakfast and discussed it, and the prayers were prayed. Vice President Nixon read from the 15th chapter of John, Republican Senator Frank Carlson of Kansas, Chairman of the We had that happen in 1954. But have you heard that it has been happened more recently? That's the point. Where are our leaders? Are our leaders understanding? The last speaker was Chief Justice Earl Warren. And he said, I believe no one can read the history of our country without realizing that the good book, the Holy Bible, and the spirit of the Savior, this is the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, have from the beginning been our guiding geniuses. Whether we took that to the first charter of Virginia, or the charter of New England, or the charter of Massachusetts Bay, in other words, the history of our country, and of the fundamental orders of Connecticut, the same objective is present. America is a Christian land governed by Christian principles. So why doesn't your pastor know that? Why doesn't he proclaim that more times than just once a year? I like to believe we are living in the spirit of the Christian religion. I also believe that as long as we do so, no great harm can come to our country. If the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? And the foundations are being destroyed here in our lifetime because we're not making a stand for righteousness. And we have a duty. Talk to your postman. Talk to anybody who's involved in government. William Penn, the founder of Pennsylvania, said we'll either be governed by God or ruled by tyrants. Which do you think? Are we being governed by God or are we being ruled by tyrants? So you need to wake up. The materials are available online. You need to apply them. You need to go to your neighbors, your friends, the people that you know, lawyers, doctors, the leading men in your town and your small towns and your larger towns. And then suddenly we can have a revival.
I agree.
Look online and you see these four Christian nations, four times confirmed by the Supreme Court. Four times. 1931, 1889, 1892, which looked back 500 years to the discovery of this continent and brought it all the way down, said we're a Christian nation. Holy Trinity versus the United States, 1892 Supreme Court case. America is prophetically termed a Christian nation because the foundation of our law system rests upon the principles found in the Old and New Testament.
And, of course, we do have a book written by David Barton that goes into the background of that. And people need to get this sort of thing and read it. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question, I don't want a dissertation, but if you have a question for Colonel Ray, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But America has become a great nation, certainly it was a leading nation in the world. I said maybe because we were a Christian nation, we've won our wars. But I fear a great war is coming. And America having turned against God, I am not certain God is going to support us in this next war. And if you don't believe that there's a supernatural element to conflict and to fighting and to battle, you're sadly mistaken. We have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hi, this is Ann. And
I think I might have
said this before, but the colonies, the largest colony was Virginia, and for approximately 140 years, and I don't know about the other colonies, but you were required to go to church once a month at least, or face fines, or be in the stockade, or have some darn good reason why you weren't there, so that the population knew the Bible, and they were the most literate in, I think, 1800, something like that, right after the founding of the country. And Thomas Jefferson spent U.S. money and his private money getting as many Bibles to people as possible, and was asked to write a shortened version of the Bible for the Indians.
You're absolutely right, but I did ask only four questions. And you have a question. I stipulated if you had a question, please call in. Do you have a question?
I want to know, what more concerted we can do? I mean, is there I don't know, even if he could be speaking at like the Western Conservative Summit, or even at least speak at the Centennial Institute in Colorado, we need to have him speaking all over the country. Maybe he already is.
I've been doing that for about 25 years, and from small groups, classrooms. But it was interesting. I've spoken to young men and young women who are interested in the future of the military, and I've had a chance to speak to them. And I ask the question: Why is America founded upon Jesus Christ? Why is America founded on God? And they didn't know that. They didn't ask any questions about it, but it didn't change their minds. I guess that's my point, is you can tell somebody something that they have to act on it. They're responsible. They're responsible. That's why, but it's interesting that it's not once, not twice, or three times, four times, the U.S. Supreme Court, looking at a case, the proper case, before the court, determined that it was founded as a Christian nation. John Adams, the second president of the United States, the daily prayer recalls to all military and civilian leaders, as President Adams said, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So the military was actually founded on virtue, honor, patriotism. And guess what? It says we're to guard against, this is everybody in the military is called to guard against and suppress immoral, dissolute behavior. Now think about that in light of what's been going on, the promotion of sodomy, you know, the breakdown of the moral order. We're no longer a virtuous people. And without virtue, we will lose the country.
So, right.
What's happening?
It's all about truth.
What is happening in the military?
That's what Christianity teaches, is the truth. Meaning that you have to tell the truth. One of the Ten Commandments is, you know, you shall not bear false witness.
Well, you need to tell them that.
Colonel,
yes.
What is happening in the military today? What is the military doing to undermine Christianity? We know what they're doing in other countries. Our military went into both Iraq and Afghanistan, and when they were creating the new government there, they instituted them under Sharia law.
They're not teaching those foundations of virtue, honor, patriotism, and subordination. All of the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Marine Corps is subject to a charge to guard against. This is the language of Congress. Guard against and suppress immoral and dissolute behavior for the welfare of those under your command. Guard against and suppress immoral and dissolute behavior for the welfare of those under your command. In other words, we don't read the foundations. They're not taught by our leaders and the people who are interested in government. Like I said, whether it's your postman or whether it's your pastor, somebody with responsibility needs to hear this and begin to say, hey, we're not teaching these things. But what they're not. You know, I'll never forget President Ronald Reagan early in his service as a two-time president. He said, if we ever forget that we're one nation under God, we will be a nation gone under. And I think that's really where we are now. And it's fine to get in front of people. And I've been traveling quite a bit, get in front of groups, large and small. Usually it's easier to get in front of a small group than a large group, but you get a chance to deal with it and try to put this before them so that they can make some change the standards in their life.
November. And if it would be a pledge that we again pledge, or that they pledge to, and I don't know however you word it, but to be a nation under God, you know, so that we can say, oh, this is a national pledge. Has he signed on to it or not? And we the people can take the pledge to the candidates so that we can put pressure on them and at least have them be committed to doing this as a candidate.
We have a terrible connection, so I want to thank you so very much for calling in. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question for Colonel Ray, and we're just going to the break, somebody's on the line. We'll be glad to talk to them as soon as we get back. But remember, when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation. And I can tell you we're moving into very, very difficult times. The reason we're in trouble is because the Christians aren't speaking out. But if we don't take America back, then we're going to lose it. The enemy is not in Russia or in China. It is in Washington, D.C. and New York, and even in many of our seminaries.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Abreu Auto Body and Glass in Greeley congratulates the class of 2014. Students, at this special time in your life, show how smart you really are by making the right choices and do not drink or do drugs. If you want your prom and graduation festival to be fun and something you will always remember, don't get in a vehicle with intoxicated friends. This message is from Abreu Auto Body and Glass in Greeley, congratulating the graduating class of 2014 on a job well done. Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Did you see the size of that commission? That certainly was a large commission. Where's the gold? It's a very, very big commission. Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, our stand here at the American Speed of Network, our guest this morning, Colonel Ron Ray. We do have a caller on the line, and we'll get to him in just a moment, him or her. Again, our number here, if you want to call in, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But before we get to our caller, Colonel, once again, I want you to get your address out. How can people get in touch with you?
FirstPrinciplesPress.org, and that's all lowercase, FirstPrinciples.org.
And the name of the book again?
The name of the book is Endowed by Their Creator, and that's right out of the Declaration of Independence.
Amen to that.
Endowed
well, who do we have call-
by
who
their,
do we have-
their Creator.
Who do we have calling in?
Hi, this is Sandy from Fort Collins,
and
I would like to ask a question that's really been bothering me, and what I can't understand, if we were founded on a Christian nation, why is there problems with the Native Americans, the way they were treated, and they're now, to this day, on reservations, a lot of them, and also how the black people have been treated in the beginning of this nation. If you could answer that one.
Would you mind repeating that question?
I appreciate it.
Please repeat the question.
A whole question. What about our treatment of the Indians, Native Americans, at the beginning of the country and now, and also the black people, how they were treated?
All right. That's a very legitimate question.
I'm not a historian that has covered those subjects at all. I do know about the foundations of American law and civil government, and I've taught that. I'm an attorney, and I've handled cases all the way up to and including the Supreme Court. So the question is, what's the authority? There's a lot of misinformation, particularly even in the schools, in the classrooms. In other words, does anybody cite, not once, not twice, not three times, but four times, the U.S. Supreme Court took a case and held as a matter of law, fact, and history, America was founded as a Christian nation. Obviously, that means something. It means that our law system, our legal system, is based on the Old and New Testament. And what happens is most pastors don't know that. And we've got friends like David Barton and Judge Roy Moore down in Alabama, a former chief justice down there. And, there are people like that who speak out authoritatively. They've been trained, and they understand our history. But most Americans don't understand our history. That's where we have to start, so that they'll understand the narrow way. The Bible talks about a narrow way and a broad way. The narrow is the way that leads to life. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. And few that be that find it. And so, the Word of God is to tell you that you've got to find the narrow way. You need to know what your foundations are based on and seek it.
Well, let me comment on this, because it's a legitimate question. Basically, when America was founded, there were two groups here. The great vast majority of our people were Christians and moral people, and many of them felt that the way the Indians were treated and the way blacks were treated was wrong. In fact, at the time of the Civil War, there were only about 5% of the population that actually held slaves. And many of the people, this whole issue would have been resolved, but you see, what people do not understand, there were two groups. There was one very small group of occultists, and they, of course, had come over from England. They were followers of Francis Bacon, and they intended to use this country one day to bring about a one-world government. But they were in such a small minority that they got themselves always into key positions in the military and in government, and they were the ones responsible for these terrible and very righteous atrocities that you speak out against. But unfortunately, even though many people felt things were wrong, they didn't know what to do, just as exactly as it is today. And this is the reason there has always been this evil force within America. Initially, it was in a very small minority. Today, it controls the government in Washington, D.C. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thanks for your answer.
If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it three times.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else? Okay, we have another caller. Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Bonnie from Northern Colorado.
Good to have you with us. Do you have a question for us?
No. The commander that you have as a guest, I, as well as many, many, many people, believe we have a Muslim in the White House. I've listened to a program on Coast to Coast, and they said President Nixon was impeached for so much less, and I believe that our commander-in-chief is an enemy of the United States of America, and I would like to know what we can do, we the people do, because Congress won't do anything, to impeach or remove this guy. He is not doing the United States any good. I don't think we can last another 3 years with him.
Very concerned, probably.
Two and a half, whatever it is. Oh, my goodness. I'll get off and listen.
Current president is even an American citizen. There's talk about how they bribed the people in Hawaii to certify his birth certificate, which is probably fraudulent. He's told others that he is a Muslim, but of course never will publicly say that. What can people do about what's going on from a geopolitical point of view and the total depravity that exists in Washington, D.C. today, especially under Barack Obama.
Well, you know, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? And I think the idea is that you are responsible for your state and local government. You're responsible. You need to know how many people even know who their state representative is or their county judge is. In other words, you need to know, and the local, we the people, needs to be able to keep track of who's in authority and who's running for office, who's standing up. You know, you need to be sure that you're doing your part. And we the people is the government of the United States. And they want somebody to draw the sword and fix it in a hurry, but it's not going to be in a hurry. It took us a long time to get here. It's going to take a long time to get out. You have to know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's what this good book teaches. Know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
And if we're going to take America back, it's going to have to be from the bottom up, and you've got to start electing sheriffs.
That's good. That's a great place to start, Stan. I really like that. There's no question about that. They need to be the chief law enforcement officer in every county in America, and they need to know. Give them a copy of a book like this so that they understand that the right to pray is an absolute right that goes back to the founding of the country. It goes back to Plymouth Rock, and they need. The question is, by what authority? You know, you can't just say, I want this or I want that, but what is the authority? And then when you see that the military's taught that, that you have to be accountable, and you have to be accountable, and you need to know who you are and who you're working for. And I'm just saying, you need to start in your own backyard, your neighbors, your friends, talk to them. You know, if they listen to a show like Radio Liberty, they're going to hear things they haven't heard elsewhere, and they need to know, if we're one nation under God, then why isn't that permitted to be taught? Why would a teacher not be able to read what the Bible says?
Hold that thought again. Our number is 877-254-7524. We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs: long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, but basically everyone in this listening audience, and I know there are thousands of people listening, you can get on the telephone. If you don't know anybody else, call. Just call somebody out of the telephone book, introduce yourself nicely, and say, look, If you are curious about what's really going on in the world today, if you've ever thought that maybe you're not getting the truth through the regular media, listen to Radio Liberty. You can get them at 5 hours a day and give our internet site. We have literally thousands of tens of thousands of people listening. And we need your help to get the information out. But you can do that. You have to do it. You can't sit around just listening to radio. You've got to be involved. You've got to be talking to others. If everybody would do that, within a relatively few months, we could begin to turn America around. We have a caller who is calling. Do you have a question for the Colonel?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, yes, I can.
Yeah, this is Brian in Northern Colorado.
Hello, Brian.
I have a couple questions here. First of all, what denomination are you guys? Because, you know, obviously I grew up as a Roman Catholic Irishman, and I just left pretty much there because it's, to me, just so flawed and hypocritical. And all the churches, you know, we want to go to church for our kids up here in Northern Colorado, but all the churches I go to just fully seem 501c3 infiltrated. And it just seems like a really tough situation when it comes to that. I mean, I know the New Testament says, let them go into the synagogues and preach before man and be seen. And,
basically, it seems these days it's almost like you have to keep
Christ with yourself and pray by yourself because all churches are infiltrated.
So many of the Protestant churches are really not very effective. What would you tell him?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, finding a good church isn't easy anymore. I mean, a solid church, you know, where the teaching and preaching is, if you know the Bible, that's your authority, okay? If you know your Bible well, and that's your authority, then you need to go where you can be preached to. I've been in some excellent Presbyterian churches. I've been in some excellent Episcopalian churches. Baptist church, I grew up in the Baptist church. The foundations are similar. I mean, depending on what different denominations there may be, there's an awful lot Christians can agree on.
And let me just comment. Basically, right now, I left the church I was going to because they came in and they took out a wonderful minister because he was preaching the truth. But if I could suggest, if you're going to have to shop around, you can't find a church, then certainly subscribe to Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs. Now, certainly we have them. We have all sorts of things, whether it be on UFOs, the Final Countdown, going into prophecy. But you can get these from us for $29 to get you 5 or 6 DVDs.
Is it me or Dr. Stan? Is your connection
home? But focus on our Lord. Read the Bible. This is a spiritual battle. You need some counseling. And as far as I'm concerned, I love Pastor Billy. And we do have some other ministers that come on with us from time to time. But it's hard because they've infiltrated our seminaries and they've infiltrated our churches. Anything else you'd like to add?
Your connection was kind of bad on my end. I don't know if that works for the whole radio show, but what denomination? I would like you to do a show one time when one of your guests doesn't show up. But what denomination are you and your wife there in San?
We came out of the Baptist, but of course they've infiltrated the Baptist as well.
Well, I'm here on I've brought a book out after I'd been involved in litigation that went all the way to the Supreme Court. 2002, the right to pray in the armed forces. That was the issue and I made the case, I made the argument, and we were put in a book and called endowed by their creator to make the case that we have a right to pray in the United States Armed Forces. That's an absolute right. In fact, the largest social science study project ever undertaken was to look at the motivation of the combat motivation of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, particularly those on their way into combat or in combat. And this, the largest social science project that the government ever undertook was Why Do Men Fight? And they determined that the soldier's source of combat motivation
was prayer. It was selected by this massive study, social science study, six volumes, that prayer was what sustained our fighting forces, you know, in wars going all the way back to the Revolution and before. And that's what I've been trying to defend, because there have been well-funded organizations like the ACLU and everything that are trying to take prayer out of public life, particularly out of the armed forces. And there it is, the most important thing we can do in the military is have the right to pray. And that's what I've been fighting for in the last, back almost a decade.
And I don't think it matters whether you go to a Presbyterian church or whether you go to a Baptist church. I don't care what they call it, congregational. It is what the minister believes, and does he lead people into a personal, supernatural relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Because there is a supernatural element to Christianity, and if you haven't experienced it, then you're really not a Christian. Anything else you'd like to say, or caller would like to say before we let him go?
Yeah, I would have to agree with your guest. You know, some of our most monumental battles throughout American history were, you know, our major commanders or generals, MacArthur, Eisenhower, Washington, all asked for solidarity and a moment of prayer before we engaged. And I truly believe
that
this country...
Okay, we're out of time. Our guest today has been Colonel Ron Ray. Parting thought, we're out of time. Colonel, parting thought.
Yes, sir. I would just remember General George Patton was an exemplary officer, and during World War II led the famous and effective prayer for favorable weather during the critical Battle of the Bulge in 1944. And Patton issued a prayer, so he had 3,200 officers and chaplains in the Third Army urging them to instruct and indoctrinate every fighting man to pray as well as fight. And I think that that Patton's is the point that we need to all understand, that that is essential and it cannot be undermined in any way by anyone in the American hierarchy. They cannot take prayer out of the armed forces.
If we do, we destroy our military. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not so certain who's going to win the next war. There's only one thing worse than fighting a war, and that's losing one. Colonel,
well, thank you, Stan, for having me. Well, great to be with you.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, if you can't find a good church, why, you can always certainly get a set of Pastor Billy's DVDs on the Final Countdown or on UFOs, or you're going to have to call our 800 number to get the list of them. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We've got all sorts of excellent tape sets and CDs and books, and we hope that you'll avail yourself of them. And remember, I make no profit at all from anything. Everything goes back into maintaining our ministry and reaching people out across America. As Sonny Bolt, now I've had to cut back because I'm ill. I will comment. I do have a T-cell lymphoma, but I have the finest minds in the country working for me. I will tell you that I've already had one chemotherapy. I'll have probably another one this week and another one 2 weeks from now. And I'm going to lick this thing. I covet your prayers for my ministry, but specifically for my health, so we can get through this, so we can maintain our effort to awaken the American people and let them understand the spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged. Now, basically, if you'd like to, Sydney, help Radio Liberty, why, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can get our books or 4 CD sets. If you can't find a good church, why, give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And they get a packet of Billy Crone's DVDs. You can watch them on Sunday morning or whenever you want to. And Sydney, we have all sorts of other support material that's available to my ministry. But what we need to understand is we're involved in the spiritual battle being played on a political and ideological battlefield. But there are supernatural forces, demonic forces, working in Washington, D.C. today. Now, our website is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And you can go there. You can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio program. It's 3 hours a day live, 24 hours a day archive. You can read our newsletters going back to the mid-1990s. Why, you can certainly read the section we have now, news on the web, and we try to put something up there almost every day that's new. They'll point you to an understanding of what's going on, because the media in America is controlled. If you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly, you need to get it. If you'd like a free catalog, just give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And Sydney, we'll be glad to get you the catalog or whatever you need to help you understand what's going on. But your job is to reach other people, to tell them about what's going on. There really is a supernatural element to this. If you, Sydney, are a nominal Christian and you do not have never experienced the fact that not only the Father, the Son, but the Holy Ghost does inhabit us, and it does give us special abilities that are really, if you are a Christian, then you have tapped into the supernatural element. And you must understand, this is the only thing that's going to get us through. America as we know it is soon going to cease to exist. And this is what happens when any great nation turns against God, and America is turned against God, because the people who control Washington, D.C. today date all the way back to Francis Bacon and his desire to use this new continent on the North American continent to bring about a world government, a one-world financial system, and destroy Christianity. My telephone number again, 1-800-5.